foreign ministers together anytime, the next day, the next week, or the next month, or the next year, we're willing to become absorbed in their operation instead of doing a unilateral basis. We didn't say to the world we were going to establish a government, that we were going to plant our flag there, and that we were going to preserve the Constitution of the United States, all the laws written there under. We said we're going in there to preserve life, and we're notifying OAS, that's the reason we're going, and we're going to appeal to them to come on in and do something about it. Now, we've been there a month, and during that month, we've been trying every day to get them to come up with a formula, to get them to pick three wise men, to get them to set up a trusteeship, to get them to make recommendations about a government, to get them to furnish men, to get them to furnish money, to get them to do anything they will collectively, which we'll be glad to put up our part in accordance with their direction. We'll serve under them. We'll let their general take charge. We'll just be one of many. But to take the position that we've lost a lot of prestige and that we went in there for the purpose of setting up a satellite state of our own choosing, not only to me would be a tragic mistake, but God knows I don't want my brand on this satellite state, because I don't know one of them. I never heard of one of them. I doubt all of them. The group that I saw down there when I was there at the inauguration makes me seriously questionable whether they could last the Postigos in the I don't think they got a chance of in hell of lasting if they got the Aristas.
I don't think that's the alternative.
Well, I think we are committed by the terms of our intervention to function with the OAS when and if they're ever ready and available. And I wouldn't necessarily recommend to them, say, this is what we recommend, Mr. Postigo and Mr. Guzman and so on and so forth. I would have Mora tell Vance and tell Bundy. And I don't want Bundy to come out of this as a Colonel House and for me to necessarily be putting the LBJ brand on every country in the Western Hemisphere. All I want us to do is to be available for mediation services, for advisory services, for counseling services, to provide the manpower to keep down murder. I thought we went awfully far. Matter of fact, I don't know that I would have gone this far if I'd known about it. To just say that we will keep their airplanes on the ground and we'll keep their ships coming in the sea, that we're going to protect anybody from getting hit from these folks that killed 19 of our boys and wounded over 100 others. But we have said that now, and we're going to do it. But if we cannot get a government of national unity like you talked about when you were in San Juan, namely some of Balaguer's people, perhaps two or three of Embert's people, not Embert, but two or three of them, maybe four or five of Bosch's, and put them together where it will, where they have a 50-50 chance of surviving if we pour $100 million in it or $50 million, and I've got a 60-40 chance of being able to get it without testifying all the time that I sold out at the boys in the back room, which I know I'm going to have to be. They already started. They already demand investigation. Office Lester's ADA yesterday wants a full investigation. They're going to get one. And when they do, it's not going to look too good to them, because it looked like that we tried from the day we went in there to really restore ADA people to the command post. And every time we get an agreement, they bust it up with ultimatums or something else. So I think that we have got to take the position that Bundy has got to do today is say, okay, Mr. Guzman, if you don't feel before you go into power that you would not stand 1 hour as president with the communists around you, then this is something that we can't sell to the Rivers and the Mahon and to the Ellenders and the Russells. People that control the armed services and appropriation to the Fulbrights and the Lausches and the Russell Longs that own foreign relations to Doc Morgan and the Gallaghers and folks like that that own foreign affairs. Only thing we can sell that's marketable in our country, as I see it, is a strong coalition government that is anti-communist and is dedicated to keeping them out of the damn country. Now, if we can't do that, Mr. Guzman, well, we just can't do business, because we can't sell it, and we'd be misleading you and be hypocritical. That's number one. Number two, Si, I ought to say to Embert, we'll give you an annuity. We'll make you head of the reconstruction mission to the United States to get this money, and we'll get you the money. We'll help you to help your people get their roads back, and their public buildings back, and their jobs back, and their food back, and their plants open, and all that. We don't want any base or anything. We'll take care of your people and the schools and their health and their economics. And then we'll take care of you and your family. And in addition, we'll give your philosophy everything you want. No communists in the government. No communists running the country. And no chance of them taking over. Now, we'll give you protection that you can't give yourself. If you were recognized tomorrow, you can't protect yourself from these things. You don't have the manpower, the strength, the economics, or anything else. Now, if you don't take this, it'll be just because you're a selfish bastard and you want to be king. Now, we can't make you king. But we'll take some of your Bill Moyers and Jack Valentis and Jake Jacobson, and we'll put them in the cabinet. And we'll take three of them. We'll take a couple of, three of Balaguer's. And you can see that that'll give you some balance. And then we'll take the president over here, who's not a vicious man. One of yours, Mr. I, will be Mr. Postigo. He's satisfactory that he was in Bosch's cabinet. He's in yours. You pick your two more. Then we'll take three of Balaguer's. Then we'll take five of Bosch's. And we'll assure you that it won't be a military government. It won't be a dictatorship. It won't be all that you might want. It'll be a progressive government that we'll support, we'll put money to, and we'll give recognition to. But we will give you the protection and assurance you want that there'll be no communists in it. And there'll be no communists running in the back room. And that we won't be a drop if they are. I think you'd have a 10%, 20% chance maybe of getting him under those circumstances. And if you did get him, you'd have no problem. OAS could say, well, here's what Embert agrees, and here's what Guzman agrees, and here's what Balaguer agrees, and this is what I more recommend. I prefer not to even have the United States stamp on him. As you know, I prefer to nobody be surfaced. I didn't think Matt could stay away for 24 hours. I thought he'd call up one if they didn't call him. But I think that it'd be better for the United States not to be even urging this or directing. I think it was a tragic mistake that those boys down there, the rebel forces, put out all these names last night.
Well, you did everything in the world to get the OAS to take over this job, and they didn't do it.
Well, no. They've been in and out. They don't have the facilities. The requirements, nobody's really taken it over. We've just been kind of a holding operation until Aladdin could, in his own slow way, finally move. They've got a few troops on the way, and they'll have some more, and they've got a few countries there, and they'll have some more supporting us in OAS. But they agreed to an inter-American force. They agreed to send a commission. They have taken over, they haven't produced. But hell, we've taken over, and we haven't produced. Every time we get close to an agreement that we could recommend or even stand on, why they issue an ultimatum or somebody gets killed or they say that we did something wrong or something, as you know, nobody but patient man as you are, and I think I'm patient, would have ever been able to withstand it for a month. But I don't think that we ought to have our brand on whatever comes out. It may be the most perfect unit. I want it to be a hemispheric thing instead of an individual LBJ. I don't object to giving them my wife, my daughter, and my car, and my money. But I want them to say, here's what we've collected from all this hemisphere.
Yeah.
And I think that if you don't, that they'll wreck us more than they have. Bosch's group has damn near destroyed us in Europe and abroad with the Liberals and the Manchester Guardians. The articles out of here about how this is a unilateral operation. The that the Wilson government is wobbly now because he's got a three-man majority, and they take the position that this man Johnson is another Fuhrer, and that's the liberal thing about the North Americans. They've sold that. And either one of two things, they have to clean themselves up, as I see it, where we can live with them, put enough perfume on them to kill the odor of killing 20 Americans and wounding 100. And that's what they have done. It hadn't been Embert's group that's been killing our people. They've been killing them. They've got to put enough perfume on to permit us to live with them by cleaning themselves up. Or we've got to stand aside and let nature take its course and see if Embert can clean them up. Now, if he can't, maybe ultimately some other agency, Adelaide's agency or OAS or somebody else come in. Maybe Brazil will get in the middle and some of their soldiers get killed. Maybe they'll take more responsibility. But my purpose there, number one, is to evacuate my people. Number two, is try to stop fighting, bring a ceasefire. It seems that both of those things have been done. Number three is to have an OAS solution to it. I mean, one that they adopt in their name. I read a lot of speeches I didn't write. And they may be reading one we do write over there themselves. I don't mind writing a speech and letting some of my technicians work on it. But I don't want it to come out in the LBJ brand, with the LBJ name, saying this is what the Fuhrer put to them, because I think Bobby Kennedy will be pointing this out, and Otto Schlesinger will be pointing this out. And while I'm taking them on the left, which I'll have to do, with investigations of all kinds, ADA's done ordered one, Mr. Richard, whatever his name is in Los Angeles, Edwards. Then the right, the Russells and the Rivers that control the committee, will say, you sent them in there, and you marched them up the hill and then marched them down again. And I just can't afford to accept or approve or recognize anything that hadn't got a flag on its arm and it's got any communist tinge. And I don't believe we have emphasized that much. It seems like to me that it's almost dropped out of Mike's discussions since the agreement San Juan. Now, I didn't know. I must admit this to you, frankly, and bluntly, as you put it. I must say bluntly that I got lost when we dropped out the island peninsula. I never had heard of that.
We didn't drop them out.
Well, the last thing I got, I took notes on what you said to me. Matter of fact, I recorded it from Puerto Rico. And we had a deal, we had an agreement. And the agreement was ample to satisfy me that I could defend it at Johnson City at a 4th of July barbecue, or by God, at the Catholic Church in downtown Brooklyn.
Mr. President, the agreement that I finally got was a hell of a lot better.
Well,
in the morning was a
that
hell
makes
of
it better
than the night before. And
that
I
makes it better. I don't know. I don't know what it was.
Well,
it changed from there. But if it's better, then there's no use of our debating that. I'm for it, and I take your word for it. If it's a stronger one.
It is.
That's good. That's well.
What we did was to insert the provision about our personnel. The first day, we just said internment or departure. And then after the guys broke away and said they weren't going to have either, I said, well, are you going to take more or nothing? And that's when we worked in this provision about our personnel being there.
Well, I understood.
Personnel staying there on this job, number one. And
well, I just...
most important of all.
Well, I got mixed up then on that point because I had understood. My whole general impression of the San Juan Agreement was that it provided for cleaning the communists out of the government and the country and maintaining adequate surveillance and enforcement to see that that was effective.
That's right. You're right. The whole question is, the point on which the only difference I'm pointing out to you is that it did not prescribe that internment or deportation were the exclusive techniques.
Well, nobody wants to be. I'm not even concerned about the methods. I don't care about peninsulas or islands. They put them in outer space, but I just want to be sure that when we recognize this government, if we ever recognize any government, that the one I recognize, I have got 100% certification to do on beer with a serial number. It's not common.
Well, I'd like to state my position on the OAS. I wish, Mr. President, that you check the language of this proposed cable. I am very much in favor of, I think it's essential, this matter be presented as an OAS matter. I think the U.S.